Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
This is Fancy New Band.
I feel safe.
You're in 95 BFM, of course. Fancy new band. It's fancy and it's new, of course. Joining us in studio is Lucky Boy.
Hey, how you going?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Actually, it's quite hot. I should stop wearing cardigans in summer.
I think there's supposed to be air conditioning coming into the studio, but I actually don't think it works, sadly. But, I mean, it's all right. Hey, if you would, just introduce yourself and just tell us what Lucky Boy is and why you think this project is special to you.
My name is Simeon Kevin Vincent. I am now 24 years old, if anyone's interested. this project marks the first time I managed to release music this year after like a year of not writing a song, which is, a long time when you did a songwriting degree. I just hadn't written a song in a really long time. And then suddenly I wrote like an album in the space of a week. And then after that, there's been like another 8 or 9 EPs or albums or things like that to various degrees of completion. So it feels really good to put stuff out, really.
Sweet. That sounds good. Do you think it's special to you in any way? Do you get any special little feelings when you write or record music?
Yeah, I think for me, I don't know how to equate that to anything. I think it's sometimes I sit there and I think that it's crazy that I'm the guy that wrote this song. No, it's like a really great song, but there's almost a 99% probability that no one else in the world has written this song. Mm. Whether it's a good song or a bad song, it's crazy that there are people out there that can create stuff at all, I think, yeah.
Because for those of you, or for those who don't really know who you are, of course you do play in other bands around Auckland. You play guitar in Being.
Yes.
And Paprika Jones as well. Is Paprika Jones like your project? Or?
Yeah. That was cool. The thing I was doing before this that I kind of am taking a break from. It'll be back, but yeah.
Sure. So what I'm interested to kind of, why did you start to create music under Lucky Boy? And I'm interested to know, because obviously it's a solo project, but do you collaborate with other people when you're writing or recording tracks?
Story time. I was working at my job of a year, which is distributing music and vinyl, which is really fun. And my colleague Zach, who may or may not be listening right now, and is probably hating me for not being at work, he needed a new band name. He ended up coming up with one called Truly Gardens. Everyone should check them out. But in the process, we were just brainstorming names at work, and Lucky. I wrote down Lucky and nothing after it, and then I wrote down like 6 things that it could have been, and Lucky Boy was one of them, and I was like, oh, that's great, that's quite cool, it's quite quaint. And I kind of made a joke, I was like, what if I just became a bedroom musician and just made it, and I spent all this time doing Paprika Jones and no one was listening, and I just did one thing. I'm just gonna cop out, become a bedroom musician, and just like make it to the big leagues.
Amazing.
And so I wrote an album that week, and then I've just been kind of doing that ever since, and the idea is that I kind of just upload the songs as soon as they're finished. And get them out there as quickly as possible, really.
Because your music is very, very raw and very melancholic and bittersweet, which I think a lot of people kind of definitely enjoying that kind of buzz recently anyway. But how's your music written and recorded? Like, what's the process behind that? Well, as you said before, like, you just, in a week, you record in an album, so is it kind of like a spontaneous thing that you kind of just roll with whatever happens?
Generally, the deadline is as soon as the song has the components that a song needs, it gets put on the internet. I think generally things get stale if you leave them around for too long and you keep coming back to it and it's like, oh, it's not working. And then I get demoitis and I realize that the demo version I did of the song was the one I liked the most. So instead of, I'm skipping the 5 steps of re-recording and just putting the demo up online, and it's a lot more enjoyable, yeah.
Have you performed as Lucky Boy in a live environment yet, or?
Once. I did one gig, and I was still kind of figuring everything out. I think it went all right. I would like to do more, but I need to figure out how it works playing solo. It's scary being up on stage by yourself.
How does it compare playing, obviously, in other bigger bands with, I guess, more of a bigger and more full sound than something that you've worked with now in Lucky Boy?
I think it's cool because when you're playing the backing tracks as such, you can add things that you probably can't add when you're playing with a live band. You can have all this wacky stuff in that you otherwise don't get to hear at live shows, which is quite cool. Definitely a different energy. I think it's a lot more introspective than playing in a band.
For sure.
But yeah, no, I think it's nice. I think instead of playing at people, you're kind of just, I'm just playing in a room and people can listen if they want.
Nice.
Is the idea, yeah.
Inspirations for this project or your music in general, I guess, locally and international? Do you have any?
Well, the whole uploading things to Bandcamp thing is definitely a Frankie Cosmos thing. I think she has some crazy amount of albums online and some of them are just little 5-second songs or snippets of something, and I really like that because if I like an artist, I generally can't get enough of them, so I'll just listen to everything they have, and if there's a 5-second snippet of them sneezing, I'll probably listen to it.
Amazing.
I'll buy the limited edition vinyl of that.
Who are you listening to locally? Do you got any on your playlists?
Merc, definitely. Their new track Hang is,
it's great. That's a really good track.
So much. I can't believe. This the single I've just put out, the real single, the one that's on Spotify, not Bandcamp, was written by my good friend Josh Naley at the studio that Merck's in a lot of time with Matt Clampett, who I think plays drums for him sometimes. And they sent me Josh sent me a demo that they just worked on for fun, and it was like this really nice summer jam. I didn't actually write the only single on Spotify. I actually didn't write it. but I think I make up for that by writing, you know.
Awesome. Yeah. And you do have quite a few recordings up online, as you say, SoundCloud and Bandcamp as well. Any plans for any future releases that you've got, or I guess any, you said potential live shows maybe in the future?
Yeah, I've not planned anything, but I would just like to get out there and actually do something rather than waiting for people to come to me.
For sure.
Nice. And I think I'd just like to do some better produced stuff than I'm doing right now to put on Spotify and stuff. That is the only other plan. Oh, actually, I really want to do a duo with someone.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you had any collaborations or any people that you've got lined up maybe to work with.
I need to get out of my shell and talk to some people. Any female bedroom producers out there that want to do a duet with me? Please. I'm not good at talking to people, so talk to me and then we'll sort it out.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Lucky Boy, for coming up.
Where can
people find you online?
Instagram, everything to do with Lucky and Boy is taken. So I've got Vote Lucky. So that's, I don't know, political, I guess.
Slap that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, Vote Lucky is good. And just luckyboy.bandcamp.com.
Awesome. I mean, you're going to be playing another track, Can't Get Enough.
Yes.
Coming up right about now, really.
Yeah, I'll get ready.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming up again, of course.
Cheers.
You are listening to Fancy New Band.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.